Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Late, great Tom Petty, ladies and gentlemen. We lost him too soon. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, one of the king biscuits over there, CEI.org. He's the author of Copy Fights. He's the author of 10,000 Commandments, which is a legendary tour, a legendary report on the regulatory state of our government and therefore the oppression of us and business owners, I should say, of us, we business owners. And so that's coming out. When did I come out again? The new edition come out in the spring?
Yeah, the time is just about here. Unbelievably, it starts to roll around too quickly every year. But yeah, 10,000 Commandments is a survey of trends and costs and numbers and
federal regulations. When will you be back with it?
It'll come out. We'll probably come out with it in late April.
Okay.
And as you know, in recent years, I've been compiling that and then also looking at the guidance document that
right.
you were just talking about in the last segment,
mm-hmm.
trying to get a more full picture of the regulatory state. And right now, you know,
Go ahead,
Jim. Well, I was just going to say, right now, I had just done a quick take of the, you know, obviously 2018 just ended, and I did a quick look at the Trump regulatory program, and his program, as a lot of people know, has been to say, well, for every significant new regulation, the agencies have got to get rid of two, so it's a one in, two out program.
Is that still happening? Is that a bargain we're still getting?
We're still getting it, but it's getting harder, and it's not as impactful as it was.
Well, they're running out of low-hanging fruit, aren't they?
Obama.
They're running out of low-hanging fruit. Everything's harder now.
Right, they're running out of low-hanging fruit, and unlike the Obama pen and phone era that, you know, where the president can make his own law, Trump's orders do say that, you know, none of what's contained herein affects current law or anything like that. So he's just getting rid of things that are discretionary on the part of agencies. So
mm-hmm.
if agencies are required to issue a rule by statute, can't touch any of that. But the main thing, Jim, is he has slowed things down. And in terms of numbers of rules in the Federal Register, except for his own first year, the numbers of rules is the lowest it's been. And the numbers of pages in the Federal Register, that's the annual compendium of all these regulations affecting small business and big business alike. It was 95,000 pages under Obama's last year.
Mm-hmm.
Trump in 2017 brought it down to 62,000, but this
right.
year it's bumped back up to 68,000. So it's getting harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just talking in the last segment about Browning Ferris and you know other ways that agencies in the courts and
when did that start?
Deep state,
when did the aggressive nature of the regulatory agencies? I mean, they've always been, you know, pushing their own envelopes. But when did it
right.
get to the point where they felt like they had a pen and a phone, and that all they needed was a favorable president to allow them to wreak havoc on the people who they were regulating? When did that really get? It's increased significantly in the last decade or two, hasn't it?
Right. It has because, see, you know, we had, you know, all the regulatory states started in the late 1800s with the Interstate Commerce Commission regulating railroads. But then we got the progressives got their federal income tax. They got their Federal Reserve. Then we got the New Deal. And then the Republicans said, well, I'll see your New Deal and raise you an
mm-hmm.
EPA, Consumer Product Safety Commission, Department
right.
of Homeland Security. You got both parties doing it. But now, Jim, the issue is it's almost as if every new sector and every new business and every new technology is born, as my friend Adam Beer, we were colleagues at Cato.
Right.
Adam's
been a member of our brain trust.
Calls it born captive. Born captive. Any new technology, rather than being born free, there's regulator ready to jump on it, whether it's driverless cars or drones or robotics.
We're lucky. So based on what Adam just said, based on that, could we then say that this new oppression has happened since the internet, since 93? Because the internet was not born captive, was it?
Right, and in a way, yeah, and interestingly,
so that's the year. That's the year following which this really came to pass, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, actually, because the internet was born free. We were going to leave it alone, and you know, we had the Communications Decency Act. We didn't want to regulate marketing and content on the internet.
Right.
Now, crazily enough, it's the internet that makes it easy for agencies to regulate from a distance. I'm more, you know, they're Automobile Transportation Safety Administration wanted to regulate your smartphone through guidance documents or regulatory dark matters. We probably didn't have any authority to do it. They just issued a rule to do it. And you were talking about the franchising rule. We were talking about the contract.
And here's another thing. When you have to throw into this thing, you have to throw into this mix the sinister deep state effect.
Yeah, what's occurred? I heard an interesting interview. I was coming back, and I'd saved it. It was a recent interview, like 2016, not 2018, but it was Benjamin Ginsberg, a professor at Johns Hopkins, and he had just put out a book. He didn't call it Deep State, but it was about the bureaucracy and what the bureaucracy thinks of the public. And he's sitting there with Brian Lamb, the founder of C-SPAN, is interviewing for an hour. He said, you know, the bureaucrats, they don't think very much of the public that they regulate. They have a condescending attitude. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know all where it comes from, because a lot of the regulators, you know, they come from Des Moines, Iowa, and things like that. But they get here and something happens in the culture of regulation.
They get the power is what happens. Tintio, right back with Wayne Cruz. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.